Ok. Entrevista con el doctor Richard Bernstein para Paideia. Primera toma.
Yes. I think in the first place, one has to make a distinction between the popular sense of pragmatism and the philosophical pragmatism. A popular sense of pragmatism is somebody who's practical, who's in the mundane sense, who's simply concerned with everyday issues. Sometimes in the popular way, it means to be flexible. It can even mean not to have principles. As you well know, that it's now become a common word in most European language of some kind.
Very close to utilitarianism.
Yes, right. But I think that philosophical, the movement of the American thinkers like Charles Sanders Peirce, William James, and John Dewey have a very different kind of conception. And all of them, I think, are critical of a kind of very narrow sense of pragmatism. I think what distinguished what we sometimes call the classical pragmatists is they had a rather broad vision of philosophy, of inquiry, they were philosophers in the grand tradition. They could deal with problems of knowledge, problems of reality, the nature of the cosmos. And of course, with William James and John Dewey, very much concerned with democratic theory and the foundations of democratic theory, and particularly in Dewey, a more inclusive democracy. Now, this is what I think is interesting, that the discussion of, there are people who identify themselves with a tradition like myself, but there are many others. The actual interest and discussion of pragmatism is more international today and more widespread throughout Europe and even in China than it has ever been in the history. It's as if many people have caught up.
We can say that pragmatism has surpassed American borders.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely. And there are, in fact, we were just talking about congresses in Spain, in Italy, in France, and not just Europe. Now, even in China, there's going to be a congress on philosophy in China, on pragmatism.
Pragmatism. Yeah. Richard Rorty said that democracy is prior to philosophy, in one of his famous articles.
Yes.
As a way of, of a defense of American liberalism, or liberalism in general.
Right.
Following Dewey's ideas and criticizing professional philosophy.
Yes.
Okay. Our question is, Dr. Bernstein, if pragmatism can still be said as a philosophy of democracy,